right, Lakers blowout Portland last night, 111-88. Two big stories, Anthony Davis, 13 of 21, 3 of 4 from 3 for 31 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Aggressive all night long. Got into the post. Didn't take those off-balance fadeaway mid-range shots. He went straight to the rack. And the Lakers' defense held one of the best offensive teams in the league to just 88 points. Lakers picked up the pace. They wore the Blazers out. They did a great job on Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. Dame had just 18 points. And the Lakers did a great job. They picked him up full court. They trapped him. They turned him. They hectored him all night long. Hectored.
Hectored? What's that
hectors,
mean?
To hector someone. I think it's a word. I'm
Hector,
pretty sure.
Name.
They hectored him.
Hector
all night
Salamanca
long.
From
Hector
from
Salamanca.
Better Call Saul?
No, to hector someone I think is a thing. Look it up. I'm often right on these things. all this happened despite, by the way, LeBron being very quiet, 10-6-7 on 4-11 from the field, 4-11.
All right, well, let's talk about the defense that you just mentioned. This is how good the Lakers have been defensively. The Blazers in the bubble were averaging 126 points a game through their most teams had 8. They had 9 seeding games because they played in the play-in game. So 126 points a game. In 2 games, the Lakers have held them to 188. The 88 they held them to last night was the lowest total Mace of a game this season for the Blazers.
Yeah.
Guys that normally do great, Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum, last night 12 of 30, including 2 of 12 from 3.
Yep.
They held Carmelo Anthony to 1 of 6 shooting. He finished with 2 points in 27 minutes. Coming into the series, Gary Trent was killing teams. He shot over 50% from behind the arc in the 8 seeding games. He has 13 total points in 2 games. The Lakers forced 17 turnovers. They had 9 steals. So you can talk about Anthony Davis, and you can talk about the improved shooting, and I think they're both worth talking about. But the Lakers are leading this with defense, and last night was one of the best defensive games they've played all year.
And here's Frank Vogel on the defense and the way they played last night.
But our defense in the first quarter was far better in this game than it was in game one. A lot of breakdowns to start the game the other night. Much better. We held this team the first and third quarter under 20 points. That's extremely difficult to do. You know, so our, like I said, our effort and focus on the end of the ball is at a very high level, and that's appropriate and necessary against this opponent.
And by the way,
to his point, they Blazers scored 36 points in the first quarter of game one. Last night, 19. The first 3 quarters last night, here are the Blazers' totals in each quarter. 19, 20, 19 again. Mm. That's great. That's just locking them up.
Here is LeBron. I find this to be an interesting quote. He's had great teammates in the past, but AD does things that they can't.
I've had some great teammates in my career. AD is one of those unicorns, and he does things that some of my other great teammates are not capable of doing. You know, in the presence, you know, to be able to go out and, you know, orchestrate the offense, orchestrate the tempo, and get it to the hot man, get it to AD, and let us run our offense through him. It's a luxury for myself. It's a luxury for our team.
He's a unicorn. Nobody out there like him. Nobody out there like him.
You know, from the beginning of the game, you know, wasn't passive at all. Looked for his shots. Even some of that he missed early, he continued to look for his look for a shot, and he did a great job of offensive rebounding as well, getting some putbacks in that fashion. I've had some great teammates in my career. AD is one of those unicorns. And he does things that some of my other great teammates are not capable of doing.
Okay, there. We established the unicorn thing twice.
Yeah.
We should play that unicorn thing one more time.
Let's not. The story now is what does Saturday night look like? Does it look more like game one or more like game two?
More like game two.
Why do you think that?
Dam is broken. And by the way, on top of everything else, Damian Lillard. I mean, I know it's his left hand, but Damian Lillard is going to be...
Yeah, what do you think? By the way, what do you think? I asked Van Gundy this question. I didn't ask it to you. 30-point lead for the Lakers, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Damian Lillard still in the game. Now, to make this fair, LeBron was still in the game for the Lakers.
Right, right.
So, but is it fair to criticize Terry Stotts for having his best player out there when he's down 30 with 2 minutes to go in the third?
Well, here is, from after the game last night, Terry Stotts.
Terry, what was Dame doing on the floor with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter down by 30?
He was playing basketball. Good question, Dwight.
Good for Terry Stotts.
He's not taking any grief from him. And Damian Lillard, after the game, talked about the finger injury.
We think
he did. Well, we'll just tell you that he did. And he says, oh, I'm playing. He was asked, will you play in game three? He says, oh, I'm playing. So what's weird is I think the finger somehow got stuck in Anthony Davis's shoe at one point.
It looked like it was a swipe that got, you know, just kind of nicked on the side of AD. I've had fingers get caught in like that and dislocate. I've dislocated a finger in the net before.
Right.
So you can, it can happen pretty easily. I think Lillard's going to be fine. It's his left hand. If it was his right hand, it would be significant.
I used to do what they call stoving your finger. Do you know what stoving your finger is?
No.
By the way, Hector is to handle someone in a bullying way.
Are you kidding? You're making that up, right?
No. Handle somebody in a bullying way.
Every time you say a word that I think you've completely made up, it turns out to be a word. It's like
Hector's
like,
my primo, Mace.
Yeah, it's like unbelievable. I think you're making that up. But
to stove your finger is just I don't know where I got that expression, but I used to stove fingers all the time when I was playing ball. Always. And taking charges.
Anyone who's seen the video of the mace plant knows what a fluid, natural player you were.
There was a time when I was pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I had some really bad luck when I was in high school. I broke my right leg twice.
Shocking.
When I was in high school.
Yeah, based on your athleticism since I've known you, that comes as a huge surprise.
By the way, both broken legs, taking charges.
Mm-hmm. So what happened on the mace plant?
The mace plant happened at a later stage of my career.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, 5 years ago when the mace plant happened, I would have been, 50 years old. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, you can't beat Father Time.
Or in your case, you can't beat gravity.
Can't beat gravity, exactly.
There was no one around you and you fell face first on your face. And for some reason, you didn't use either one of your hands to break
your
ball.
No, my hands were busy. My hands were busy, John.
Yeah, they were at
your sides. Reaching for other stuff.
You look like a toy soldier just tilted over.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see if Portland has any more has another punch in them.
Yep.
I predicted Lakers in six. You initially predicted Lakers in five, and then switched to six after game one. Do you want to switch back to five?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my original prediction. I'm going to go back to five.
Yeah, I still think six is probably it. And it looks like
Dame is probably going to have one game in here.
I agree. It looks like their next opponent will be Houston. And it looks like that if the Clippers can win, Utah is really sticking it to Denver. If Utah – Jordan Clarkson just took a three. He missed it. If he would have hit it, they would be up by 41 points. They're just killing Denver. What has happened to Denver? I mean, Denver has Jokic and Michael Porter and Jamal Murray, and Utah's just dominating them.
Yeah.
Very weird.
It is weird. All right, I'm going to leave a little extra time here, John, because coming up next is the quiz. Actually, no, let's get this in here for Dodger fans. Dodgers last night beat the Mariners 6-1. Classic Clayton Kershaw performance. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. 1 walk, 11 strikeouts. He gets the win to go 3-1, and he made some history.
Got him to chase the slider, strike 3. And Clayton Kershaw stands alone in second place in the Dodger all-time list for strikeouts, 2,487, passing Don Drysdale.
Big moment for Clayton Kershaw. He only trails Don Sutton now, who he's got about 200 strikeouts to get to Sutton to become the all-time franchise leader. Great sign for Cody Bellinger last night. He started the season off cold, but last night seemed to get things on track.
Bellinger now deep to right. Cody Bellinger for the second game in a row has gone deep. And the Dodgers lead it 6-1 on his sixth home run of the season.
Here's Cody on adjusting his stance.
Analyzing every at-bat by not results and just kind of going off feel. And if the feel is off, then talking to the hitting coaches and discuss it. And it's a tough game, so it's not to get too up or down.
And here's Cody on vintage Clayton Kershaw.
That was vintage Kershaw. It was cool watch from center field. I got to see, you know, how he was working and honestly just standing out there for the most part. Yeah, it's fun to watch him, and he was on his A game today.
Now, Cody, as far as his hitting, he's still batting 196, but he's getting better. Dodgers 19-8, best record in baseball, four games up on the Grand Slam hitting Padres in the West. Colorado is at Dodger Stadium tonight, John Gray versus Walker Buehler. All right, so, John, I think this is the first time in our careers that we have actually given away on our show a brand new car.
And if you're one of the four finalists, you've got a 25% chance to win the car. I mean, it's a really good chance.
This is a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30 from OC Mazda. We have got five questions to ask you right now. If you can answer all five, you get a $100 gas card. And on top of that, you've got one of only four keys. One of them is going to start that brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30.
And let me say something here. If you haven't been listening to the show all week, don't
call.
No
luck. No chance.
You're not going to win.
Nope.
Just if you've been listening all week, call 877-710-3776. 877-710-ESPN. And Karen Kay standing by. She's joining us for traffic. Shosh, what are you driving these days?
What am I doing?
What are you driving? What kind of car are you driving?
Oh, what am I driving? I'm driving a Subaru, but I would love to be driving a Mazda.
Okay, so,
yeah.
You know, you
I might, can hook you up.
The lines might be busy by the time you get done doing traffic, but you're welcome to try.
I can try, and I do listen. I listen all the time.
I know.
So, I mean, if you want to test any of the questions, but that would probably be cheating,
yes,
right?
That would taint the actual questions themselves.
We would not want to taint this contest.
No, exactly.
No tainting.
Hey, can I ask what color is? Do we get to choose what color car we want?
I don't know.
The one
but
I looked at was like red. It's gorgeous.
Well, John Patterson is a pretty reasonable guy. I bet you he'd work with you on that.
Yeah, I bet you he'll work. I don't have any information on color there.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking like a Barbie pink. I'm getting a golf cart like a Barbie
we're,
pink.
We're not giving you a. We're not getting you a pink car.
You're not getting a pink Mazda CX-30.
Yeah, you just don't want your husband to drive it. Get out of here!
It.
Get out of here with your Barbie pink car.
They don't come in pink. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. Hey, here we go. First time in our careers, brand new time slot, 1 to 4 every day. We get to give away a brand new Mazda CX-30 from John Patterson and OC Mazda. Here's the deal. There's a question from Monday show, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and something we said today. If you can answer all five questions, you get a $100 gas card, plus you get one of only four keys. One of them will start that brand new Mazda CX-30. Good luck right now. John, I hope we've got people who listened and paid attention.
I do, too. We're going to start with Oswaldo. Oswaldo, are you ready?
Yeah.
You've been listening all week.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, here we go. First question, Oswaldo, from Monday's show. Who won Game of Games on Monday?
Mace.
Yes.
Okay.
Good start. Number two, what is the one thing Sean McVay told his players not to do?
Don't shit in the porter potty.
Yeah, okay, well, you're right. You're right, but dump that.
You got it right. We had to dump it, but you're still alive.
You are quite literally right. All right. Okay. Wednesday, go ahead, John.
All right, Oswaldo. What two things does Mason say are responsible for his good looks?
Weed and donuts.
Yes!
Oh, Oswaldo could run the table here.
All right. This is from yesterday. U.S. authorities plan to release over 750 million of these in the Florida Keys.
Mosquitoes.
Yes!
Oswaldo, you are right there. You are knocking on the door. All right? All you need is to get the correct answer from today's show. Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right, here we go. What two words do Mason and I most associate with Don Sutton?
Fro and perm.
Boom! Yes!
Oswaldo!
Congratulations, Oswaldo!
That was spectacular.
What a performance. That is unbelievable.
Did you take notes?
I did, but they were all off the dome right now.
That is really good.
Good for you, man. That is awesome. So you get a $100 gift card, $100 gas card, plus you get a key. There's only going to be four of these. One of these four keys is going to start a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30. As of this moment, Oswaldo, you've got a 25% chance of winning this brand new car.
All right.
Oswaldo, what are you driving now?
I got a hybrid.
All right, yeah. So you pretty soon could have a brand new Mazda for free. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, man.
Cool.
Hang on the line. George will get your info, okay?
Thanks, Oswaldo.
All right,
and we will do this again next week. Same thing. We'll give away another key on Friday for a chance to start the brand new Mazda CX-30. And by the way, John Patterson, this whole thing is sponsored by John Patterson's Tustin Mazda, Huntington Beach Mazda, where it's all about you and everybody who called in today. Whether you won or not, whether you got on the air or not, you got 30 meals donated to the OC Rescue Mission in your name. So good job, Oswaldo.
Did we make that too easy?
Apparently.
I think so. I've been saying all week I thought it was too easy, especially that there's only four qualifiers, but...
All right, so next week it'll be harder. Oswaldo,
we're going to make it tough.
Yeah, next week we're going to have to make the questions like super tight, like stuff we maybe only mention in passing.
Yes.
Which seems kind of weird. Jorge, are you back with us or are you still working the phones?
I'm about to work the phones. Hang on.
All right, well, hold on 1 second. Can you play? I thought Brian Windhorst said an interesting thing on Get Up this morning about the Lakers game to win and how it was kind of their formula for success. Play Windhorst.
You know, in my view, the Lakers, you know, there's going to be a certain number of games where Anthony Davis plays great and they're going to win. There's going to be a certain number of games where LeBron plays great and they're going to win. But in those other games, when those guys aren't great, and maybe it'll be five games, maybe it'll be two, maybe we already saw the one, can the Lakers cope? So in this game, the supporting cast played really well, and Anthony Davis played great. That's, you know, if they sort of get two of the three, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and their supporting cast, they're going to be okay. It's just a question of how often is that going to happen.
All right, so Mace, this is how the Lakers won titles with Shaq and Kobe in the three-peat years.
Yep.
You know, guys like Rick Fox and Robert Horry and Brian Shaw all used to come through. Let me give you some numbers, some saucy stats.
Saucy stats.
All right, LeBron didn't have to do much last night, but AD was fantastic, as Brian mentioned. Here's JaVale McGee. 5 out of 6 from the field, 10 points. KCP.
P.S., I wanted to bench him yesterday.
Yeah, KCP, you wanted to bench him too. 5 of 8.
I did.
4 out of 6 from three, 16 points. And a plus-minus of plus 24. Deion Waiters, 2 of 3. Quinn Cook, 2 of 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle Kuzma, 2 out of 6, but he finished with 7 points, and he only had to play 20 minutes.
By the way, and let's just point out about Kuzma playing some of the best defense of his career right now.
Right. And defensively, they just locked everybody up. Lillard, yep. 6 of 14. McCollum, 6 of 16. Listen to, you know, threes killed the Lakers in game one. Here's their threes last night. Lillard, 1 of 7. McCollum, 1 of 5. Wenyen Gabriel, 1 of 4. It just 0 for 4 for Hassan. Wait, Hassan Whiteside didn't try that many. No, 2 for 4 for Gary Trent. It just seemed like the Lakers did it both with suffocating defense and from contributions across the board. The only guy who played and didn't score was Dudley. Every other guy who played scored for the Lakers.
Okay, so our new morning show is Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin.
Okay.
And this morning, I think this is from Jay Williams, talked about seeing Alpha AD.
Yeah, remember he went to work the phones? Did you not hear that part?
I didn't. I didn't. We should point out here that, first of all, we are in a new time slot. The team is mostly the same.
Mason is not paying attention to what John's saying.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention.
In this case,
I just thought Jorge was going
to
multitask.
To what Jorge was saying.
Yeah, I thought he was going to multitask. In any event, Jorge is our new board op. He's doing a great job. Actually, he's our associate producer. We don't have board ops here. We have associate producers. We put together a great team. In fact, Funch is still working with us a little bit too. Lindsay does a great job. Can I just take a minute and say the brand new lineup is fantastic. I've listened to Greenberg's show today driving around. I listened to Max's show today driving around. Those are great shows. The morning show, I don't hear any morning shows. Like, I'm just not there for a morning. The idea of a show being on from 6 until 10 is laughable for me. But Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, I'm told, are doing a fantastic job.
Okay, update. I remember I told you I would only talk about golf when it was over.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Dustin Johnson didn't do it.
Didn't do what?
He break the all-time record.
Oh.
The all-time record for the lowest round of golf is 58.
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson shot 60.
60.
Still pretty incredible, but not the all-time record. That concludes golf talk for today.
All right, there you go. There is your golf for all your golf needs.
So wait,
John Ireland.
Is it true that Bryan Cranston's coming on this show next?
Yeah, Bryan's coming on. He's got a brand new movie coming out, The One and Only Ivan on Disney Plus.
Which is, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus.
So I don't have to go anywhere to watch it. I can watch it at my house.
That's correct.
Oh, now I know what I'm doing this weekend. Is it out this weekend?
It's out this weekend, yes.
Excellent.
Coming out today. So Brian is going to join us next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. It's Friday, people. It's Friday, and we're coming off a Lakers victory. We've got a red-hot Dodgers team. We got Lakers basketball for you coming up tomorrow. 3:30 is pregame. It's a 5:30 tip, right, John?
Yep.
5:30 tip tomorrow, and then we got Lakers basketball coming for you. Monday will be game 4, and that's the one where I'm going to be a virtual fan, John. I just finalized it with all the Lakers people. I am officially in, and you know what's interesting about it? I'm going to be a Lakers virtual fan at a Portland home game.
Right. Now, have you chosen your outfit yet that might, you know, help cover up the fact that you may have gained a small amount of
weight
during COVID?
Yeah, I've got something. I've got it. I'm wearing black. I'm going to be the man in black.
Perhaps
black Lakers hat, black Lakers shirt.
And perhaps you get a black pair of sunglasses so people can't tell that it's you.
That's a very good idea. No, I'm excited about it.
Well, you know, Bryan Cranston, who is a friend of the show and of course, one of the world's great actors. Bryan, we might lean on you in this case. Mason has gained a little COVID weight. And he's about 15, 20 or 20 pounds heavier than the last time you saw him. He's going to be a virtual fan for the Lakers on the iPad screen on Monday. If he wants to cover up the weight a little bit, what tips could you give him as an actor that might, you know, slim him down a little visually?
Don't wear stripes. he's a little COVID cozy, huh?
Yeah. No, I've picked up the quarantine 15, Brian. I've got it. I'm the one that got. Now, have you gained any weight, Brian?
No.
No, but Brian had COVID. He was sick.
Right. Brian had COVID. Yeah, that's right.
He had the opposite problem.
Tell us about that. You had COVID back in March.
Back in March, my wife and I both had it, and. Guys, we were very lucky. We didn't. It was very early on, so we didn't know really what to expect. We were hearing all kinds of rumors, and we had a couple days of slight body aches, not enough to keep you in bed, but there. And then we had about a week of just absolute exhaustion, where you couldn't walk around for a little bit, and I got to lay down again. And then the lingering thing is our sense of taste and smell has gone away.
Really?
It's come back somewhat, but some people will say my sense of taste has left since I listened to your show.
Right. We took that away from you years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But glad you're
doing well, and I know you're making sure everybody out there is wearing a mask and taking precautions, right?
Well, I just left the UCLA Blood Donation Center today. My third time of giving plasma.
And, good for you.
Every time I go, I see new faces there, and the rookies, I call them. And they come in there, we take some pictures, and they're giving platelets or plasma or whatever, and it's great to see. It really does work. The doctors there keep telling me that every time they get the plasma and they give just a slight dose of it to those patients who have COVID who are really struggling, And this helps their own antibodies develop into a stronger force to fight against the disease.
Oh, that's great to know. Good for you. Hey, so I know for a fact this story goes back a little ways. I sent Brian once a really nice review. I can't write. It was probably for Network, but it may have been when you were playing LBJ. And you emailed me back and said, thanks, I never saw this. And I got the sense that you really don't pay attention to reviews too much. But have you been paying attention to the reviews for the one and only Ivan, the movie that you have coming out this weekend on Disney Plus? Have you seen any of these?
No, I can't say that I have. Are they good?
They're unbelievable.
They're really good, Brian.
I mean, like, here, I'll read. This is just one that I Googled reviews. Brilliant, touching, funny, wonderful characters, amazing music, incredible CGI. My whole family just watched it and loved it, even the dog. So apparently there's a dog in it, too. But it sounds like you guys have, and by the way, you're not the only name in it. I know that you're one of the few live characters in it, but some of the voices are Sam Rockwell and Angelina Jolie. And talk about this a little bit, because it seems like you guys have kind of hit the bullseye with this.
Well, this is what Disney does best, isn't it? They bring family entertainment to you. And, you know, we were supposed to be out in the theaters now, but obviously we can't, and I don't think this misses a beat. I'm happy that we're on Disney Plus. It starts today and will be on the platform for a long time to come. So what I love about this film is the story is so great, based on a true story about this husband and wife in Tacoma, Washington, that adopt a gorilla from Africa when its family was wiped out by poachers. And we're talking a baby, a diaper in a stroller going to the park on the swings and the merry-go-round.
Wow.
It's the craziest thing. But a baby gorilla grows up to be a silverback gorilla in this case and virtually destroyed the home just because it's a gorilla in your house.
Sure.
And it destroyed the family. And my character in real life finds this defunct shopping mall and puts his beloved son, Ivan, in this cage in the shopping mall, and all these people come from all around the Pacific Northwest to see Ivan, who's a showrunner, and then he gets other animals too, and you know, it's a beautiful story. The animals talk to each other. They exchange ideas of promise keeping and friendship and dreams. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. And I think the other social benefit is maybe kids will ask the adults afterward, why do we keep animals in captivity? Why do we have zoos?
Sure.
And as storytellers, it's not our job to present any of the answers, but just offer up the questions, and hopefully it'll start a family conversation.
It's kind of the anti-Tiger King, isn't it?
The anti-Tiger King, exactly right. And the last thing I want to say about this beautiful little film is that it's time. We've been all quarantined and incarcerated ourselves to some degree. And we've been segregated by social mores and things that we have to do. And this is that story about an animal that is in captivity. And is it right? And so it's very relatable and just a beautiful film. So I hope everybody gather the kids, get grandma, sit down. Are you 6 or 96? You're going to enjoy this film.
Bryan Cranston is with us. The movie is The One and Only Ivan. It's on Disney Plus, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So you and I were in the theater business for a while. We're not any longer. What do you think is the future of movie theaters, given the environment that we're in right now? Your movie was originally, I'm sure, made for the big screen.
I'm worried about it, Mace. You know, you and I are film lovers, and that means not just the blockbusters, but also the foreign films, the documentaries, yeah, and the little independents that up-and-coming storytellers and filmmakers are trying to establish a voice. That might all be lost. I'm not sure. I hope it's not. But with the advent of exceptional quality in television monitors now, and the sound in everyone's home, the flat screen, it's you know, per scale, it's almost like going into the movie theater. So it's going to be exceptionally hard to get people back into it. But I feel for those people who are still in that business, because it is bringing valued entertainment, and there's nothing like being in that shared experience and watching something great on the big screen.
And by the way, Bryan, you've been on Broadway in two, you know, really, really important plays, All the Way and Network. I mean, when does Broadway come back? When can Broadway return to normal?
It's the same thing. You're asking people to sit shoulder to shoulder in a room, you know, 1,000 people at a time, or 1,200, whatever. And then you're also asking actors up on stage to perform in intimate scenes. And I, you know, in All the Way and in Network, I'm yelling and shouting. I'm expectorating all over the
place. Sure, you're sweating all over the place, yeah.
Sweating like crazy. I mean, it's how do you do a performance like that, or intimate scenes, or I mean, I just don't see it happening until after there's a vaccine. Yeah. So right now, all of us, please, I had it. I know it's no fun. It's very serious. Please, please wear a mask when you go out. I know it's uncomfortable, but we have to do it. We just have to do it. Wear a mask, be socially distant, wash your hands, be respectful to yourself as well as others.
Well said. We're talking to Bryan Cranston. Bryan, among other things, is a big Dodger fan. Have you been able to watch the Dodgers? And in general, are you able to enjoy baseball like you have in the past with all these crazy restrictions they have around the sport now?
You know, when you put your blinders on, yes.
Yeah,
at some point,
I think so too.
You start to forget, just like when you're watching the NBA, you start to forget, oh, this is almost... The NBA structure, it's
looks
like they're
great
on a stage at a studio.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre to see it when they do a big wide shot of nothing in the background. But it's basketball, it's sports, it's baseball, and we miss it, and we long for it, and you know, I'm lamenting the fact that that college football is being questioned, and Big Ten and Pac-12 are done for the year, and others are probably going to follow. You know, it's sad. It's the biggest test that this citizenry in our country has faced ever, and hopefully that it will remain that way. But we have to rise to the occasion. Yeah. We have to do the right thing and nip it in the bud right now so that it doesn't grow out of control. And that's the message. And if we have to sacrifice some things that we love, well, then that's the price we have to pay.
Brian Cranston is with us, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Aside from everything, I'm sure you've seen some Dodger games. We are really, really good this year, right?
it's look at, you know, and look at Belly's not hitting. Muncy's not hitting yet. They haven't found their groove. My God, look out when those two guys start get going. Kershaw the other night. Ooh, what a great performance that was. It's looking really good. I love Betts' energy. I love his positive attitude. And you know, look at Hernandez and Taylor trying to get that extra base, and I love that. I just love the energy. So we're looking good. You know, I was reading something. It's like, you know, the one weakness that every team has, and I'm thinking, God, what's the Dodger weakness? I'm wondering really what the Dodger weakness is, and if we're not, perhaps depth in starting pitching.
Maybe without David Price a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Brian, they're in first place. They got the best record in the league. And I think you're right. Once you start watching the games, you kind of forget about everything else. And it's been enjoyable to me, both the NBA and the baseball. So I'm glad it is for you, too.
It is. It's important. I'm really, really impressed with what the NBA was able to do. To work and live in that bubble and play these games. And I just want to mention it to any guys who are listening who play the NBA or the NBA officials, well done, because you've given a gift to society. You really have. Don't devalue the fact that you're bringing tremendous entertainment to us right now when we're stressed out and filled with anxiety. And so it's not to be taken lightly. Thank you, NBA. Thank you, MLB. And hopefully, you know, I mean, the NHL and everything. I look at it, though, and I wonder, what's the purpose of traveling in Major League Baseball? There certainly yeah. isn't any home league team advantage, though.
No, none at you all. I mean? It's just hard to put that many games inside a bubble is, I think their problem. Now, they're talking about, Brian, a bubble for the playoffs, which I think would make a lot of sense.
Why not? There was another game canceled today, wasn't there?
Because yeah, there was.
Whole weekend, yeah. Yankees, yep. Mets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to get through it, and I think we're going to crown a champion in both the NBA and I think somebody's going to win a World Series this year.
How about a Lakers-Dodgers championship?
Can you imagine?
What do you think?
There you go.
Imagine? Love it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Basically, the NBA Finals and the World Series happen at the same time in late October. Can you imagine if both of us?
And we'll have a virtual ticker tape parade.
There you go.
Absolutely. all right. Listen, Brian, thank you very much for coming on. The movie is The One and Only Ivan. It is on Disney Plus. Gather around the family. It's one for the whole family. The reviews are unbelievable. I will be checking it out this weekend, too. Brian, thanks a lot for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys. Good to talk to you, as always.
Brian such Cranston. A good guy. All right, coming up next, Game of Games. Mace, can you rise up? It's my game today. I need you to take Lindsay down. She
the
leads
score
me.
Right now, Lindsay 6, Ireland 5.5, me 2, Jorge 1, Ramona 1, and Michael Thompson an inexplicable 1.5.
And Mace, it's August 21st. You need to go to the whip now.
God,
you don't start
go.
Getting wins, you're going to be out for the month. So
I need a win.
Get it together for this one, will you?
Okay, I will. Right. Standing by right now is someone who always has it together.
No. Not at all.
Trying to pay you a compliment of some kind.
No, you know what? Since you won't send me a picture of you, I'm going to send you a picture of me right now. I'm just going to send you a picture of me right now.
Send me a picture.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not pleasant. It's not put together, but it's me.
Okay. I will look
and
for
Steve,
it.
And Steve, are you going to send me that picture today?
I am not, but I'm going to look at yours.
And you can, Karen, you can watch him Monday on the virtual Laker game, and you can
all
see
right.
You can see Fat Mason sitting in the stands.
Don't call him that. That hurts my heart.
Here we go. It is game of games time. The month of August is slipping away for me. Lindsay is dominant. She's got 6 wins in the month of August. Ireland has 5.5 wins. I've only got 2. Jorge won. Ramona won. Michael Thompson won 1/2. Now, I will say, in my own defense, I do half the games myself, and I did miss a week.
Yeah, but so did I.
Oh, yeah.
And I have 5.5. You have 2.
That's true. Yeah,
but today's your day, Mace.
Okay, is it my day? Right, what's
yeah,
the game?
Yeah, today's your day. All right, here's the game. It is true or false, so anybody can win it. There is a long history between the Lakers and Blazers in the playoffs. They've met 11 times before this year. The Lakers have won 9 of 11. I have a quiz about the Lakers and Blazers. Here we go. It's Lindsay, Jorge, and Mace.
Okay.
All right, question 1. Nobody has ever been the head coach of both the Lakers and the Blazers. True or false, Lindsay?
I'm going to go false.
Okay. Jorge?
False.
Mason?
Lakers and Blazers. I'm going to say that's false.
All 3 of you correct. Anybody know who it was? It's only 1 guy. Mace, you and I have interviewed him.
No.
It is Mike Dunleavy. He coached
Mike Dunleavy, of course.
He coached the Lakers in the late 80s and coached the Blazers in the late 90s. All of you are on the board. All right. Question 2. Trevor Ariza, Kent Bazemore, Steve Blake, Sam Bowie, Chris Kaman, Jerome Kersey, Maurice Lucas, and Michael Thompson all played for both the Lakers and the Blazers. Jorge, true or false?
I'm going to go false.
Okay, Mace?
I'm going to go false.
Lindsay?
I'm going to go true, just to be different.
Lindsay takes the lead.
Ah!
All of those guys played for both the Lakers and the Blazers. All right, 2-1-1. Question 3. LeBron James has played in more NBA playoff games than any active player, 240. The most any Blazer has played is Damian Lillard with 53. Mace, true or false?
Damian Lillard, 53. And LeBron has played in more. I'll say that's true.
Okay, Lindsay.
I'm going to say false.
Jorge.
Yeah, I'm going to say true.
Lindsay's up 3-1. Carmelo Anthony has played in 73 Woo-hoo. NBA playoff games.
Wow.
Yep.
Lindsay 3. Jorge 1.
I am the worst.
Mace 1. You're not dead yet.
You really are.
Yeah, it's true, but you're not dead yet. All right. Lindsay, in the famous Game 7 of the 2000 Western Conference Finals at Staples Center, the game when the Lakers came from 15 down in the fourth quarter to win the series, 5 different Lakers scored in double figures. Shaq, Kobe, Glenn Rice, Robert Horry, and Brian Shaw. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
Okay. Jorge?
I'm going to say true.
Mace?
I'm going to say true.
Good that you both did. You caught up a point there. They all scored right in double figures for that game. So it's
I'm within
Lindsay,
a point.
3. Jorge, 2. Mace, 2. All right. Jorge, the first time the Lakers and Blazers met in the playoffs was back in 1977, Bill Walton against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The Lakers swept the Blazers, but later lost to the eventual champion Seattle Supersonics. Jorge, is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
Mace?
I'm going to say true.
Lindsay?
I guess I'm going to have to say true.
Oh, Lindsay, you missed an opportunity there.
What was wrong in that? That's the way I remember it.
The Blazers swept the Lakers in 77 and went on to win their
to the Sonics.
And went on to win their first and only NBA title. Bill Walton, Lionel Hollins, 1977
right.
Blazers. Okay. But you're still within 1. All right. And there are 2 questions left, and okay. I have a tiebreaker. Who went first that time? Was it you, Jorge?
It was me, yes.
Okay, Mace, you go first this time. After beating Portland in that famous 2000 Game 7, the Lakers met the Blazers in each of the next two seasons, 01 and 02. The Blazers didn't win a single game, getting swept by LA in both years. Mace, true or false?
I'm going to say that is true.
Lindsay.
I was going to say, can you repeat the question?
After beating Portland in 2000, the Lakers met the Blazers in each of the next 2 years, 01 and 02. The Blazers didn't win a single game, getting swept by LA in both years. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Okay. Jorge.
I'm going to say true.
It is true, and we got a three-way tie.
Yeah,
the Lakers knocked him out in the first round, 3-0, 3-0 in both years. Okay, here it is, the seventh and final question. If we have a tie after this, we go to the tiebreaker. Lindsay, it's going to you. The Blazers' all-time leader in block shots is Rasheed Wallace, who had 702 blocks in 8 seasons in Portland. Is that true or false? Lindsay?
I'm going to go with false.
Okay. Jorge?
I'm going to say true.
Mace?
I'm going to say true.
The all-time leader in block shots for the Portland Trailblazers is Michael Thompson.
Oh, no!
And Lindsay wins again.
Oh, no!
Mace!
Just like Jeff Van Gundy said, the great Michael Thompson.
Mace, all you had to do was go the same way as Lindsay to guarantee your trip to the tiebreaker. What are you doing?
I was going for the win, man. I was playing it hard.
And you never liked Michael. You banned him from the show.
I never banned him. Fat Greg banned him.
You don't even know he's the Blazers' all-time leader in block shots.
Not off the top of my head.
768
in 7 years. Mace totally underestimates my NBA knowledge.
There you go. Lindsay, well done. You did it again. 7 wins in August.
Never bet against Michael Thompson.
Yep. Never do.
Oh, Mace.
Woo!
That's so frustrating. So frustrating. But you know what's going to pick up my spirits?
Little purgatory?
Little purgatory. That's right. George and LZ are coming in here next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. ESPN, Mason and Ireland. Do we have the guys?
Yeah. We have George.
Well,
George.
I was sitting here waiting. I was ready to play the game, too. I thought I was late. I didn't know what the hell was happening. You guys, did you break the clock or what?
We had Brian Cranston on last hour, and we went a little longer with him, so the game went a little
longer. George, it won't be the first time you or I hear this. We had a bigger name on the other line.
Yeah, I was just scared. Like, I was like, did I show up late? Did I miss the time? Like, what happened? Like, I was
that would be LZ.
No, George, you know I will always look out for you because of the alliance.
Right. That's what I thought.
George, I would like to say that it turns out you were right about something.
What's that?
That you said that Anthony Davis will be judged by how he plays in the last 5 minutes of games in the playoffs. And last night, Anthony Davis, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 anything in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, John. See, the thing is, you forget this. What I was right about was I told you constantly the other day, much like LZ, that Anthony Davis needs to get his ass to play center. And Anthony Davis yesterday, when he played center for the 15 minutes, was monstrous. He was a plus 15.
You know, I saw this, and I wonder, George, why he only played center for 15 minutes.
Well, he didn't play.
Well, it's kind
what
of
did he play? He only played like 27 or something like that. So.
Right, but don't you think it's like, I agree with you on this, and don't you think it's time to pivot? Like, shouldn't he be 24 of 27 minutes should be at the 5, maybe?
Yes. Yes, he needs to stop this nonsense of I'm not a center, I'm not playing center. It is 2020. Draymond Green played center for a championship team. You can play center. Stop.
I think he's what I've heard is that he's actually told Vogel, hey, put me at the 5. They can't, like, so I think he's,
Wait a minute, you're saying Anthony Davis has told Vogel to put him at the 5?
In the playoffs. I think his position is, and George, tell me if you understand differently, that during the regular season, he doesn't want to play a lot of 5 because he doesn't want to get beat up by all the other centers. But in the playoffs, when the games mean everything, he doesn't care. I think he's ready to do wherever they want to play him. And last night was an example. Wherever they played, they had no answers for
him. But it's like what Anthony Davis, let's face it. you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles.
In a row for you.
On a roll. On a roll.
Why can't you do that in Game of Games?
Yeah, I don't know why. By the way, George, defensively they were fantastic last night, and that was probably the key to the whole game. They really did an unbelievable job on Lillard and CJ McCollum. And by the way, none of them had good games. Lillard, I think, wound up with 18, but they picked him up full court. They turned him. They made him work.
And that was the stuff, Mace, we talked about here the other day before LZ and John started yelling at each other. We were talking about that.
Well, it's very interesting that after AD just destroys Portland, that LZ is nowhere to be found today in purgatory.
Well, LZ was trying to egg him on, like, let's go, demand the ball. This is what you're supposed to do. This isn't New Orleans anymore. So I think LZ and I did a good job motivating Anthony
Davis. I guess everybody but John did. I was saying exactly the same thing.
You were with us.
I wanted to see a different Anthony Davis. And you know, he is unproven at this level. He needs to string together a couple of these games. And by the way, be prepared, George, as you know, at some point, LeBron, and he hasn't done it yet, is just going to go off.
Hey, Sedano, I wanted to ask you this. So last night they played this box and one on Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
You heard Vogel and Jason Kidd yelling, box, box. And every time he came across half court, they sent a second defender, normally a big man, at him. What's the counter for that? Like, what should the Lakers expect Portland to come back with in Game 3 now that that works so well in Game 2?
Oh, well, I think you have to just kind of give and go. Like, they're just going to – basically, if you're Portland, you can't even let the Lakers get to him. Like, you actually – what you do is you bring the ball up with CJ or someone like that occasionally.
Or is it ridiculous to think that they might even set their screen – you know, they've been setting –
higher. Oh, yeah.
Screens at 40 feet. Might they set them at half court now?
Yeah. Or even three-quarters court just to free him up.
I
think you do that. You let CJ bring in the ball sometimes through the half court, and then you get Dame off some, like, maybe dribble handoff stuff. I think there's a number of ways that they can do it, but they'll have to get creative, and guys will have to be willing to do things that they haven't done, even though they are one of those teams, as you mentioned, John, that sets screens 40 feet away from the basket. They may need to do it from 60 or 65 feet away from the basket.
So, George, I got a question, a totally different, separate subject.
Sure.
How are you and LZ doing? How's the show? Because I don't get to hear a lot of the show because I'm already home and it's 4:20 and
I'm very close
to my special time of day.
Yeah.
So I don't really take it in. But how is the show going?
You know, it's like riding a bike. You never forget how to work with each other. And we've been great. We had Momo on Wednesday, which was good.
Yeah.
You know, Wednesdays with Momo is still a thing. It was a thing on when I was doing the midday show, and it's still a thing. Good. So LZ, Momo, and I had a lot of fun, and then LZ and I are having fun.
Okay, George, more importantly.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the weight bet I have? I've bet Mythical Money.
Fat Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fat Greg and Fat Mace.
So the bet is that Bergman, who's now at 203, will get to 190 before Mason, who's now at 213, will get to 200. As someone who knows both Greg and Mace, George, do you like my odds or am I in trouble?
You bet on Bergman?
I did bet on Bergman.
Yeah, I like you. I like what you did. No offense, Mace, the alliance here. I just feel like you...
You're breaking the alliance.
Yeah, I am. I'm breaking off the alliance for once because I just feel like Greg has a lot of pent-up anger when it comes to you two because of the way you guys treated him. Like, you know, and I don't blame you because, look, I've been working with him plenty, so I understand
why you think he really does have pent-up anger? We invented Greg. We created him as a personality.
He hates everything.
Greg was a nobody until he came onto our show and we turned him into a star.
I think he is an angry little man, and I think that...
Well, not anymore. He's gained all that weight. He's an angry fat man now.
Right, so he's an angry fat man, and I feel like because of that, I think that he has a picture of the two of you in his room with, like, as a dartboard.
A dartboard, yeah.
A dartboard?
Yeah, there's no question, because...
It's that bad.
even when I talk to him about you guys, he gets flustered. Like, you can just see, it's audible. It's palpable just talking to him, because I haven't seen him. So it's audible. Like, you just hear, like, he sighs, or he starts breathing heavy. And now that could be the fatness, too. Like, let's not forget.
Yeah, he's breathing heavily. Yeah.
I feel like I'm by betting on him, I'm supporting him in a way, George. So I'm beginning to rebuild the bridge.
You know what I'm going to do this weekend? I think I'm going to start trying.
Well, here's the thing, Mace. So that was my other part of this.
Yeah.
Greg has got so much motivation here, okay, because he wants to stick it to you two, particularly you, because you're in competition with him.
Sure.
And the other part of it is, I don't trust you to just go through with this, not get stoned, and just order a dozen donuts on Postmates.
That's
I just don't trust you.
I made the bet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that the weed and the donuts have an incontrollable power over Mason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't trust them. They really do. Why don't they invent weed that doesn't make you hungry?
Or just weed donuts.
Mace, I'll bet on you if you do this.
Okay.
Keto donuts.
No. What are keto donuts?
He'll never do it.
No carbs.
He orders a side of cream with his donuts now, George.
Are they any good? Are keto donuts any good?
I have not tried them, George, but I have friends who are on the keto diet.
Jorge rang in and said no. Keisha brought vegan donuts once, and those were they were okay, I guess.
I mean, Mace, it'll at least save you some carbs.
It will, because at some point, George, and you've probably been there, it really doesn't matter what you're putting in your mouth.
No, it doesn't.
At some point, when you reach a certain point, it's like, I'll have some more of that.
Oh, man. I'll go there. The biggest mistake, so Trader Joe's makes these pretzel bites that are covered in chocolate, and they have peanut butter in the middle.
Yeah, good night.
Oh, man, all I need to have – so I usually when I'm, sober, I will have the servings, I guess. It's per serving is like four little
bites. Like a little handful.
Yeah, so I get four, and I feel okay. It's 120 calories or whatever. But if I'm in another state of mind – oh, man, it's like 10, like easily. Like, forget it. It's like 350 calories gone.
Oh, it's
boom,
the can is gone if it's me.
Yeah.
The
and then what happens is I'm like, man, I got this chocolate and peanut butter in my mouth. What could I wash this down with? Oh, there's some ice cream in there. Let me do
ice cream with that? Fantastic.
Yeah. And then that's it.
Hey, George, not to end the food talk prematurely, but tonight, Clippers Mavs. I said at the start of the series, I've loved the Mavs all year. I'm sure you had them for a couple of games. They're really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Luke is great. Porzingis is great. They got a great coach in Carlisle. I thought it was a bad matchup, the Clippers. Now I'm not so sure. I think the Mavs might be able to take them. But what do you think? Am I a prisoner of the moment saying that Dallas can win this series?
No, they're certainly capable, John. They have a historic offense, like literally a historic offense. No one saw them being the best offense in the league this year.
Right, certainly, but no Patrick Beverley in game two. That probably had something to do with why they dominated him. Yeah.
Correct. That's a big thing. And my understanding is he'll be available today. I think the Clippers whooped their ass today. I got to be honest with you.
Lakers, Portland in a different place.
They're tired of hearing that these guys can hang with them. And I think Kawhi and Paul George. Paul George was in foul trouble, too, in that game early on, John, if you remember. And then he couldn't get a rhythm. He was like 0 for his first six, I believe, and couldn't get a rhythm after that. I think they go out there really focused tonight and just whoop up on the Mavs.
Go Mavericks!
Yeah. Luka is amazing, though. Let me ask you this. I put this out on Twitter the other day. I set the over-under on Luka MVPs at 1.5, and people are like screaming at me, Larry Bird's won 3, and I'm like, yo, Shaq and Kobe won 1. Relax.
Right.
So 1.5 MVPs in Luka's career.
And remember, he's not that much younger than Giannis, and Giannis is going to be around the whole time.
Right.
And Anthony Davis hasn't won one yet. Yeah,
right.
I think 1.5 is a perfect number. All right, last thing, and then because I know we got to
get what are you going to do, over or under?
I would go over because I think he might win 2.
Okay, Mace?
Over.
Oh, wow.
But you set the number at exactly the right spot. All right, George, weigh in on this, and then we'll throw it to Karen. Michael and I got in a huge argument yesterday. First team all NBA.
Yeah.
Assume for the sake of discussion that AD, LeBron, Giannis, and Kawhi are all in. So you have one spot left. I say Luka. Michael says Harden. What say you?
If it's just the one spot, I would go with Luka.
I think Luka. If I had to rank my MVPs this year, I would have Luka higher than him. By the way, I did not have Kawhi on my first team.
I didn't either.
He played, George, he played 50 games. I think those other guys only played around 55.
Yeah, I know. But I had Kawhi on my second team this year, and it was really like the thing that drove me the most nuts. But yeah, I had – well, here's the thing. I had Harden on my first team.
Ahead of Kawhi.
Yes.
George, you wouldn't take Harden ahead of Kawhi. Come on.
Well, no. John, that's not the question. The question is
– who had a better year?
In this particular season, who had a better year? And I would say James had a better year than Kawhi.
Well, how did the Clippers get into number two in the West?
Sure. I know. I mean, listen, Kawhi was fantastic. But I think that James had a bigger impact, is what I'm saying, on winning than Kawhi this year.
My counter to you, James is almost crazy.
James is almost single-handedly carrying them to a series victory.
You're not crazy.
Oh, they're going to win that series.
George, I'll just answer to this one counter. Kawhi dominates on both sides of the court. He's elite defensively. Harden doesn't play defense.
That's not true either. He is actually he allows 0.67 points per possession in the post.
Ooh.
He's actually arguably the best guard at defending in the post, and he's gotten much better, even though he's not necessarily great on the perimeter. But he is actually above average as a defender on the perimeter.
But he's not in Kawhi's class.
On the way out, I just want to point something out.
We talk about the sassy stats around here.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to.
You like that one, though, as a sassy stat?
That stat right there was the sassiest stat of the day.
Yeah!
That was the sassiest stat of the day.
0.67 points per possession in the post.
You start doing point anything, and you're going to win sassy stat of the day.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, George, we will let you go. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll let you know that Lakers basketball coming for you tomorrow. 3:30 is pregame. 5:30 is the tip tomorrow. And then on Monday, we will be back here. Michael Wilbon will be with us, and we'll get you ready for game 4 of the series, which will be Monday night. George and LZ are coming up next for you. George, have a great weekend. ESPN, Mason in Ireland.